Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. The author we're talking with next has written a new novel titled Savage News. And boy, she nailed that. She could have gone with News Onslaught, Tsunami News, maybe Daily Show, but Savage News definitely works. Jessica Yellen is the former chief White House correspondent for CNN and an Emmy and Gracie Award-winning political journalist for CNN, ABC News, and MSNBC. And she's tied together her White House experience with her experience as a woman in the workplace.
I make the point that all these women who go into TV news end up with straight hair, but not all women have straight hair.
Right.
And so there are these conventions of how you have to look.
The novel's protagonist is Natalie Savage, and she's transferred to Washington, D.C. on temporary assignment as a White House correspondent for a news network. That's a basic setup. Okay, here we go.
It's Jessica Yellen, like I'm yelling at you without the G, author of Savage News and former chief White House correspondent.
Last night I was looking at my notes and I imagineered, okay, Jessica went down to Second Story Books off of DuPont Circle and looked at the books and said, I can write something better than that. What was the real story as to how you started writing this novel?
You know, you read a novel and you think it looks easy, and then you write one and you realize, wow, this is hard. I always wanted to be a novelist. When I was a little kid, I thought I would write novels. I didn't think I'd be a journalist. So when I took a break from the news, I thought, why don't I go back and try the thing I always wanted to do? Turns out it's really hard.
What did you do? Did you like start like noodling, waiting for a press conference to start maybe, and you'd take some notes in your notebook, or did you have a concerted like an hour before work every day, I'm going to do this?
I did it after I left CNN. So I had been in the news business for 17 years, on TV for 15. And all along the way, there were just the craziest, most comedic things happened. And I always thought, you know, in Hollywood, they portray the news as so earnest and self-serious. And the reality is much more Veep than House of Cards.
Right.
It's just satire.
Right.
And I wanted to portray that.
You know, I've been in newsrooms myself for about 30 years in television, radio, broadcast, let's see, magazines, internet, all of it. And I'm with you. It is a little more humorous. And I have to say that the gallows humor you're able to push across in the novel is not easy to do, is it?
No, it's so hard because you want to hit that right tone. And anybody who's worked in the news gets the sort of way we see the world. I wanted to portray a kind of crazy, zany relationship between the media and the White House and then within the newsroom that is both loving and respectful of journalism, but also pokes fun at how we practice,
right?
How we work in the news business.
Let's talk about Natalie, your protagonist. How did you round out that character? Did you have to borrow a lot from your own experience, or were you kind of amalgamating a lot of other people too?
It was a real composite, as you say, an amalgam. It's some of me, but it's also stuff that happened to my friends, things I saw, stories in the news world. For example, there's a scene where Natalie has her scoop, and she's competing to get the White House job. And she runs to, you know, tells the bureau what the scoop is so that they can put her on the air. And she's sitting there so excited, practicing, ready to go live. And she watches her information come out of her rival's mouth. And she's just devastated. Now, when I wrote the novel and I gave that to friends, people thought that was very unrealistic and over the top. And then I told my reporter friends about this, and they're like, are you kidding? This happens every day. It happened to me today.
Right. Right. It is kind of nuts. I was kind of taken aback at first when I first started in TV about the frank discussions that happened around consultants and appearance. That's kind of present in your book in here, too. What's some of your experience around that?
Well, I found that I joke that I never realized how crucial your hair is to White House coverage. And, you know, as soon as I started rising in the TV ranks, I started getting called in to talk about my hair. And that happens to Natalie, and she's told her first day on the White House job, she's called in and told that her hair appears to be an eighth of an inch longer on one side than on the other. Is she tilting her head, or is her haircut uneven? And thenceforward, they're always talking about her hair. And I make the point that all these women who go into TV news end up with straight hair, but not all women have straight hair.
Right.
And so there are these conventions of how you have to look.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Okay, let's stay here just for a second, just because honestly, I'm interested in your take on it, because I didn't take it as necessarily sexist. I just thought it was overly obsessive about something that didn't need to matter as much as the words coming out of the person's mouth. How did you handle that? Going through that as a career driven and accomplished journalist,
you kind of figure out that you just have to accommodate it. Like, you can't fight it, so just let's make that a non-issue. If people aren't going to hear what I'm saying, or I won't get a chance to say it because of my hair, let's make the hair comply.
Okay.
And then it's, let's make the look comply, and the outfits and all of it, the makeup, the fake eyelashes, all of it. So I'll look the part so that I can get my info out. That's how I thought about it. That's how Natalie thinks about it.
Right. Okay. And let's stay with Natalie, too. In the White House briefing, I'm still fascinated by this. That's not a very big room, is it?
No, this is what you don't realize on TV. It's tiny. It's tiny, and it's not fancy. It looks so intimidating. But those press spaces are tiny and cramped, and they get dirty. One of the things is it creates a real camaraderie among the reporters, because you're all spending time together in this tight, enclosed space.
You were there under the Obama administration. Do you sense a difference in the way those are conducted? I know that there were plenty more of them under the Obama administration, but under this administration, it seems to be that the press interface, let's say, is a little more tense.
Oh, well, that's an understatement. Yes, I covered Obama and I covered the Bush White House. I think that in those eras, there were moments of tension with the press. In this era, there's an attempt to delegitimize the press. And I think it's, the briefings are combat for, it's almost like a world wrestling performance, because the White House is picking opponents and the press is a chosen opponent.
Right.
And it's a challenging situation.
When you were writing this, I'm going to go back to the book because it's such a fun read. It's called Savage News, by the way. We're speaking with Jessica Yellen, the author of said book. Did you ever get into a flow state? Like, did you have a sequence in the book where you started writing and you were like, oh, this is fun. I'm really getting into what I was hoping this would be about. Is there a moment you can pull out?
Well, that's such a good question. Yes, I think that, there's a scene when she's talking to her bureau chief about what it takes to do White House coverage. And that felt very real to me. And so I was in the flow of that. And then there's a turn in the book I won't give away, but when she's like on the story and she's figuring out the story. And for me, that was so fun because it was like writing. It was like figuring out a story because you have to solve the puzzle pieces in a novel. You're making them up, but you have to think about how it would work in a real news story.
Right.
I loved doing that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was really satisfying.
Yeah, seriously, it's such a fun book to read. I wish I didn't have other authors to interview today because I would have been able to finish this last night probably, but I'll get back to it by the weekend. Thank you so much for your time, Jessica, and good luck on your book tour.
Thank you so much. And if you can mention, they can find me at Jessica Yellen and Instagram and Twitter. That'd be amazing.
Sure, will do. Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was Jessica Yellen, the author of the new novel, Savage News. She is also the former chief White House correspondent for CNN and an Emmy and Gracie Award-winning political journalist for CNN, ABC News, and MSNBC. For links to Jessica's new book and other links, please check the podcast or the show notes. They're at kgoradio.com. For executive producer Lee Hammer, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. Thanks so much for listening, and have great weeks, everybody.